Zak de heilige mishnah vaitem sechte zeirchen perik ches mishnah vav cherme kehanim ein lehem pidyon chrom that were made on the condition to give it to the kayin, to give it to kehanim, ein lehem pidyon. You can't redeem it and say I'll give something else instead to the kayin. What's interesting is that if you did the cherem for gevaya, meaning for stam, general use in the base of milish, that you could redeem. But cherme kehanim is like truma. You can't redeem truma. You have to give it to the Kayan. Same as for Cherme Kehanim. Just have to give it to the Kayan. That's learned from the Pasuk, Ach Kol Cherim Lo Yemacher V'Lo Yegoyel. Now, once the Kayan gets it, it becomes like Chul. It doesn't have Kiddush anymore. That, of course, is not true for Truma. Truma stays Truma even after the Kayan gets it. So with that in mind, let's understand the next words of the Mishnah. Cherme Kehanim, Chramim, that were made, I declare this cherem in order to give it to the kohen. Ein lehem pidyon, I can't redeem it. Ella rather, nitanam lekohanim, you have to give it to the kohen katruma, like truma. What does it mean, like truma? Just like truma can't be redeemed, cherem lekohanim can't be redeemed. But it's not mamish like truma, because the cherem lekohanim lose their kedusha once the kohen takes possession over it. Truma does not. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, stam charamim lebedek habayis. In other words, usually a person should explain. All right, you're giving this as a cherem, so to who? To the kehanim or to bedek habayis? There are two kinds. Well, what if someone doesn't explain which one he meant? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, stam cherem is lebedek habayis. Remember, as the pasuk says, kol cherem kodesh kedoshim hu l'Hashem. Unless specified otherwise, it's the cherem that goes to the Beis Hamikdash. The chachamim say, stam cheremim la kehanim. No, if he doesn't say to whom, then it's the kind that goes to the kayin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kistei hacherem la kayin tiachuzase. So it's mashma that a sada that just has cherem on it, stam, goes to the kayin. Again, we dash in the pasuk kistei hacherem, stam stei hacherem, without specifying la kayin tiachuzase, does not go to the beis hamikdash. The way of Yehuda ben Seira says rather it goes to the kayin. Im kein abezay, according to the chachamim, lama nemar. Why then does the pasuk say kol cherem kodesh kedoshim hul Hashem? So it's mashma that the stam cherem goes to the Beis Hamikdash, not to the kayin, if he didn't specify where it goes. So the Mishnah, no, that comes to teach us shehuchal, that it would take effect al kodshei kodeshim, even on behemais that were already kodshei kodeshim, and for that matter, lal kodeshim kalim. How does this work? I have a behemah that's already kodshei kodeshim, which is a certain type of karbonis or kodeshim kalim, and I turn that into cherem. How does this work? That we'll see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach in the next Mishnah. But right now, chazring over this Mishnah, so we learned that cherem kehanim cannot be redeemed, like truma can't be redeemed. And we explain it's not mamish like truma, because truma stays with its kiddush of truma even after you give it to the kayin. Cherem kehanim does not. If a person doesn't specify which cherem he meant when he pledged cherem, he didn't say whether he meant to the kayin or to bedek habayis, so there's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says stam cherem goes lebedek habayis. He dashes the pasuk kol cherem kodesh kedoshim mul Hashem. The chachamim say no. If he didn't specify where it goes to the kehanim. They dash in the pasuk kistei acherem. Plain is lakayin tiachizasai. So according to the chachamim, what do we learn from kol cherem kodesh kedoshim mul Hashem? We learn that I can take a behemah that's already kodesh kedoshim, already Kaddishim Kalim, and still say, I'm machrimit, I give it as a cherem pledge. And again, how that works, we'll see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach in the next Mishnah.